540 now at KLIF. For the first time in several decades, that's decades, the U.S. soccer team won't be appearing in the World Cup. Scott Sidway joins us more on how it all came down to just one matchup. Scott?
Well, it was before I was born. That's the last time they were not in the World Cup. 86.
Wow.
1986 was the last time the U.S. missed the World Cup. And it took everything going wrong for the United States for them not to make the World Cup.
It was like
Cup.
The perfect storm.
It really was. So they were in position. All they had to do last night was tie Trinidad, which is the worst team in the group they play in. It would be like the Cowboys playing the Browns, to put it in football, in American football perspective. All they had to do was tie them, which in soccer against a bad team should be an easy feat. Well, they go down 2-0 in the first half, and one of the goals was just a boneheaded goal on the U.S.'s part. The other one was an insane goal on Trinidad's part. And then the U.S. scores in the second half. They can't get a second goal, so they lose. Okay, so they lose. They can still get to the World Cup if Panama loses to Costa Rica, which is a very good team, and if Honduras loses to Mexico, which is a very good team. Both of those teams end up winning. And in kind of dramatic fashion, too. They're both losing in those games, and they both come back and score two goals in the second half to win those games. So what does that do? That puts America down the standings enough to where they don't qualify for the World Cup. And the kind of ironic part about it is that the player who scored the winning goal for Panama that knocked America out of the World Cup plays in Major League Soccer in America for Seattle. So it was a player who plays in America who scored the goal that basically put the nail in the U.S.'s coffin.
What does this mean for soccer here in the United States?
Well, it's not a mystery. People don't really care about soccer as much here as they do everywhere else around the world.
No, but it's growing. And
it is. It's big here in North Texas, though.
And Frisco especially. FC Dallas, the Frisco-based MLS team, has a great youth soccer program. There are kids that come from all over the country to play in FC Dallas's youth program. And people from New York, North Carolina, El Paso, there are people that come from Mexico that come to play because it's such a good program. And soccer is on the rise. And you think back to 3 years ago, 2014, during that World Cup, the U.S. had a good showing. And if you remember, there were people skipping work to go watch the World Cup games.
Yes.
It was a big deal. And I believe that we will win. The chants were...
I remember that.
People were starting to pick up the steam. Like, okay, American soccer is turning into something again. So once they got knocked out early, which people expected them not to win, okay? American soccer was still fresh at the time as far as being good. People were looking forward to this World Cup because they had a lot of young players, a lot of talented players that... You know, by next year's time would be, man, we might be able to make a run at winning this thing. America's never won a World Cup. Well, that's why this was such a disappointment and was such a shock for a lot of people. There's a former national team player, Taylor Twellman, went off on SportsCenter. Let's hear what he had to say.
By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
yep.
for the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad? Max, you don't deserve to go to the World Cup.
And that's basically what it comes down to. I mean, they do put a lot of money into U.S. soccer. They make a ton of money, and the pundits have come out and blasted.
Yeah, but not like the kind of money we see in the NFL.
No.
Or in Major League Baseball.
Sure, because not as many people watch soccer here. But internationally, it's such an important thing for U.S. soccer to be relevant and to compete on an international stage, because even if we don't watch it as much here, the World Cup is the most watched sporting event worldwide. Every 4 years when it comes on, next to the Olympics. And the fact that America won't even get a chance to play in it next summer, it's a big deal for U.S. soccer. It's a big blow, especially all things considered. It was a young team that was supposed to be better by this go-around. They just got a new coach a year ago that was supposed to get them over the hump.
It sounds like they may be getting another new coach.
Yeah, and that's where the social media storm right now is fire Bruce Arena, overhaul everything, because... Now, the next qualifiers aren't for another 4 years, so everything's got to change by then. I mean, the best players, you know, Tim Howard, the goalie who makes all the amazing saves, he'll be too old. Clinton Dempsey, the Texas kid, and he's older now, he'll be too old in 4 years, so the team will look different, too.
You do some work for FC Dallas. What are they saying? How are they reacting?
I'll be at practice today. I'm sure they're not going to be happy. And they've had a lot of players on their roster be called up to the men's national team. Kellen Acosta, who's a guy who's from Plano. Actually played on that team.
We talked with him once.
Yeah, he's a great kid, really talented.
Wasn't that the kid who was injured? Was he the one? Who was
Ryan Hollingshead. He was the guy that was in the car accident. He's not good enough to be called up to the national team. They have a couple of defenders that have gone up and down. It's a fluid process getting on the national team.
Yeah.
But it's going to send shockwaves to not just the people on that team, but MLS teams that are trying to grow American soccer and the fans that have really started to get on board with it.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
KLIF Scott Sidway.